The first News AF podcast of the year is sponsored by True Car. We're going to talk about a lot of things you might not know on this podcast, but True Car has some things you might not know also as well, that you could use a coffee filter with olive oil to clean the interior of your car. You could take excess weight out of your car to improve its gas mileage. And they also say that you can hold your keychain remote thing up to your chin, and that's going to increase its range. Again, I can't verify that, but that's what True Car is telling you. But here's something that you can verify. True Car is going to help you get a used car as well. That's right. True Car is not just for buying a new car. Oh, no. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you can enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, you can see what other people paid for the car that you're looking for, and you can know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. You're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying process as well when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. We are back once again to talk about the most interesting news stories of the new year here on January 2nd, 2018 on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the single news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are here. First News AF of the new year. And I'm very excited to be starting the new year off right with the News AF team. And here is a very pumped up Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm very pumped up, even though I'm feeling a little under the weather.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Black Plague has been going around down here in Arizona for some reason. It's like 70 degrees every day or hotter. Like yesterday, it was roasting, and for some reason, everybody's still getting sick.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me.
You do know that
also,
the Four Corners does still actually have the plague, so Arizona does have plague outbreaks. Be careful.
Oh my god!
But also, Utah is part of the Four Corners.
Yep, we're touching that corner.
Always the bearer of good news, Danny Bryson.
That's all always I have.
The always optimistic bearer of good news.
Yep. The most optimistic of this trio.
Tyson, what sickness do you have? What's going on?
I have just a little bit of a sore throat, so sore I'm not throat. Too bad. I just didn't get a lot of sleep last night because I think Bergen has a cold.
Oh, my God. I was telling Danny before we came on, this was the worst week of my life in that I came on last week. I talked about how I was sick and I was sick through Christmas, but it only got worse because I got better, but everybody in my family got sick.
So you had to take care of everybody.
I had to take care of them. My wife was sick. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but also my wife gets really cranky if she gets sick. and also when she's not sick. But okay. It was that my wife was not feeling well, and everything I was doing was somehow making her upset. She was just looking at me, and it was making her very angry.
Just to look at you.
Just to look at me.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes also then it's a very difficult situation here because she's the one that's always acquiring more stuff. But then also she then gets claustrophobic of that we have too much clutter and we have too much stuff. And I say things like, hey, well, maybe we shouldn't get let's get rid of some of this stuff. And she says that just makes her really mad. And really she tends to focus on like whatever like my couple of possessions
are.
Those are the things that really are bothering her.
How'd your New Year's go, Rob?
Oh, it was really terrible.
I really wanted to
celebrate
about it all.
Did you celebrate the noon time?
Oh yeah, no, my wife's party got canceled. That was the only good thing that happened this week.
That's fortunate for you.
Yeah, that was the one saving grace that my wife was planning a New Year's party for like 2 and 3 year olds at my house at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and that got canceled. That was the one good thing that happened.
That's good. But, you've been in my prayers all weekend.
Thank you. Well, Danny, I think that then this was like one of those like Black Mirror prayers.
Yeah.
The wish came true.
I guess there's proof. There's God right there.
Everything else was really terrible. I look forward to...
like a monkey's paw.
Yeah, it was
maybe Danny used a monkey's paw on you.
I got nothing done all week, and it was just torture. My kids weren't sleeping. They were waking up in the middle of the night. Everybody was cranky, but... we back.
That's a pretty good monkey's paw right there. Hey, monkey's paw, I want Rob's thing to be canceled, but in exchange, all of your kids are sick.
My kids were sick, monkey's and my paw. Wife was sick. That was really the worst of it. So, what are you gonna do? It was a rough week. How was your holiday week though, Danny? Good.
Yeah, I went to Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So
to do skiing.
Lots to do. Yeah, I went skiing up by Tetons.
Wait, did you go to visit your in-laws and then also go skiing, or did you just go skiing?
So here's the greatest thing about my wife, is that when I go to visit my in-laws, who I do actually enjoy, my wife lets me go. So I just drop off the kids and go do my own thing somewhere in the mountains. So I just dropped them off, and 10 minutes later, I was gone. I went up to the Tetons and did some skiing. So it was pretty great.
Well, if you like skiing.
Yeah.
If you like skiing, yeah. And then I came back for my wife's birthday, which is on New Year's Eve, and that makes New Year's Eve all the worse.
What would you say that is? Is that, does Liz just, does she love you so much that she wants you to be happy, or she just doesn't like you that much and doesn't care if you're around?
My wife is way too nice to me. Like, and it's, she I think is. That she's really caused a lot of problems because she's, for 10 years, she's given me too much, right? So now that's what I've come to expect. So if she tries to cut back, she's going to get an angry husband.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. She is way too nice.
Man. Yeah. Rachel's all like, how come Danny just goes on adventures all day? And then Liz, I guess, just like raises the kids by herself. And then what does Danny do when he's done with his adventures? I was the like, problem oh, I think with, he plays with the kids for a little bit.
Yeah, the problem with adventures, and that's what I told her, is that kids are like, you have to build up an immunity to kids. So, like, when you go on an adventure, you lose all the immunity. Mm-hmm. So, all of a sudden, you come back, and your kids are as annoying as they had been the first day you ever met them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's like, kind of, I've learned over like, the years and years that that first week home from a really good adventure is one of the worst weeks you'll have, because you have to build back all that immunity to your kids and all of their weird habits.
So, you're saying, because I don't go on adventures anymore, I've just built up such an immunity to my child that I actually love her?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's and you're not bothered by all the weird quirks, the crying, like you build up this ability to ignore them. But if you go on a long trip away from your kids, you lose that ability to ignore them. And so you have to relearn it.
I see.
It's not like a bicycle.
Right. Like anybody would come into your home life and be like, oh, my God, this is horrible. But you've been there for long enough.
Yeah.
That it's not that bad.
It's like having a mess in your room, or you know, anything where you just kind of grow accustomed to it.
Like a bad smell in the house, and you just don't notice
exactly.
It. But if a new person walked in, they're like, "Oh my God, what is that?"
Yeah, you just work around the entire thing.
So what I'm trying to say is, guys, all these vacations that I take, I mean, come on, there is a downside. It's not all that
the reentry is the downside.
Yeah,
the reentry into orbit is always a hot, fiery annoyance.
Okay, well, happy to have you back with us after your latest adventure. And
I have one more question for Danny. Did you sleep in the clock room?
What's the clock room?
I don't sleep. The room I sleep in only has 5 clocks.
His mother-in-law is a clock collector, but not like old trillion-dollar grandfather clocks. It's like plastic kitty face clocks with the eyes that like shift back and forth. But there's a room that has like 70 clocks in it, all ticking away.
No, 14 clocks all running.
All maybe running at the same time.
Yeah, they're all, and none of them, by the way, none of them tell the accurate time.
Yeah, but they all make sound and they're all just like tick, 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 tick. I had to spend the night in that room once when we went on an adventure, Rob.
Sounds
I didn't
like
get a lot of sleep.
A form of torture, no?
It's definitely
I bet
like
they had
Chinese
a clock room
water.
In Guantanamo for sure.
Yeah, Chinese water drill or whatever they call that.
Yeah.
What do they call that? Waterboarding?
Chinese water torture.
Yeah.
I don't know. Chinese water. Yeah, but
I think
you're thinking waterboarding. But the clock torture, when I very first got married and we'd go up there, I would take all the batteries out. So I spent the first hour of my, you know, short time there unplugging. Yep.
Yeah, that's it,
but
dude.
Add 13 more of those.
Yeah, times 13. And they're all, none of them are synchronized, so it's just like a constant hum.
Oh, don't bring this up with my wife, because this will lead to an argument.
Why? She likes it?
Will? Why?
She wants just to talk about her.
Look, I have weird quirks. We all have weird quirks. That's her mom's weird quirk, and she just doesn't want me to talk about it. And by the way, I'd like to reemphasize that my in-laws are great.
Her mom's a sweet lady, definitely.
Yeah. But the clock is definitely a strange
quirk.
To share
the clock room with me.
Yeah. Very nice. That, maybe it's a test of character to see if you can spend a night in the clock room, you're worth my friendship, according to the mother-in-law.
Does Liz listen to this?
No, thank goodness. I was worried about that. As we've been talking about this, I was like, uh-oh.
Because I was going to, I could always be like, Liz, I'm the one who brought this up, and I love your mom. I just, you know, it's just the clock room. You have to, why can't you? You have to talk about the clock room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the clock room. Okay, well, it's the new year. I know a lot of people are trying to get into shape. That's always a common New Year's resolution.
Oh, no, that was yesterday.
Yes, that was, it's over already?
Everybody was trying. Yeah, was trying to get in shape yesterday.
All right, well, before you go out, you have a lot of fitness options. Of course, I like to stay home and exercise. But if you're going to go out to a gym and you live in New York City, perhaps you may want to check out the new fad offered by Hanson Fitness, which has many celebrity clients such as Rihanna, Julia Roberts, and Tom Cruise. They will have a new batch of fitness classes, which will be naked fitness classes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can see the value of a naked fitness class, though.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's a lot. It's a heavy, heavy body shaming for sure.
Yo, but, for sure.
But you're going to see some b-holes. Like as you're bending down and squatting and spreading and stuff, you're going to see a lot of b-holes.
And a-holes, probably, too.
Yeah, and a-holes with b-holes.
So these classes, they're offered in Soho in Manhattan. There are men-only classes. There are female-only naked classes. And then also co-ed naked workout classes. New year, nude you is what they're saying.
The other thing is you don't want to work out with beautiful people in the nude, because I'm guessing that it's really hard to do weights and dangerous with an erection, like that guy in Germany taught us when he got that erection caught in the weights.
Okay. Body weight, Danny, that just to be clear. That
calisthenics.
No, yes.
Oh, that's good. Got to keep that away.
There's no heavy weights or barbells or anything like
that. So, Danny, let me get this straight. Let's say you're in that naked gym, working out. 1982 Dolph Lundgren walks in. You're popping a bone? I think I'd be too focused on working out and stuff.
I don't think so. That guy was ripped. That's hard.
Yeah,
or 1970s, late 70s, early 80s, Arnold walks in.
Yeah.
I mean, half the people in that classroom have to suddenly take a bathroom break.
So you think that everybody's popping bones? I think nobody's popping bones.
I often wonder, you know, the Greeks all wrestled naked and the Olympics used to be in the nude. Mm-hmm. And I often think about that. I mean, obviously it becomes commonplace if it's everywhere, but we live in a very clothed society. Yeah. So I imagine that it kind of makes it a little bit more special when you see someone naked.
Yeah.
But think that all the Greeks were, because they were also known for a little bit of some homosexuality. Do you think that they were popping bones while they were wrestling? And never mentioned because it was so commonplace that nobody cared.
Yeah, I know. They never ever struck it on a coin. So we don't really know, because that's really all we have, right?
Stone inscriptions
and coins. Well, they did have lots of statues of phalluses. So
but
they did
not
love the
phalluses.
Wing. And definitely no statues of two guys wrestling while both are popping bones.
Now you've got me saying until our modern times.
Survived. Right?
Rob, what are your thoughts? I think that there probably were some bones popped at the first Olympics, but it was no big deal because men could compete, and only men could. I think only men could even watch.
So I think that if anything, probably that happened more in the audience than necessarily from the participants. I think that they were probably more focused on their craft, especially to make it all the way to the Olympics.
Yeah, but if you're, I don't think you could be focused
on your sexual arousal and then also be competing in the Olympics.
No, if you're grappling with like a mega hot dude,
and all of a sudden it's Greco-Roman
wrestling. Like, I think that some arousal is going to happen.
It could. I mean, who's to say? I think that maybe it just was not that uncommon.
All of a sudden,
it was, you know, this
they're
is
just
not,
making out.
You're trying to, you know, put these puritanical values on a society that obviously did not share those.
Yeah. Here's the other problem,
it's
guys.
Loosey goosey.
We know of such things because it's scientifically researched. Things like NRBs and BRBs. Those things exist, and so I try to avoid Tyson's phrase of popping a bone, but now it's the only thing I can think of.
See, if
you're doing that with no provocation at all, a lot of the times, it's like, well, then all of a sudden you get in a room full of naked people, if they're even halfway attractive, I just think it's going to be a problem. Now you've got sexual assault, because if there's a guy doing jumping jacks with the manhood and fully unfurled, it's just, no one's going to look at that and be like, oh, that's just life. They're going to be like, that's assault.
Yeah, was the timing right for this, Tyson? I feel like that this was in addition to this being awkward anytime, I feel like that now, of all times, this was the wrong time for
I think so far Anthony Weiner's the only guy to sign up for the class.
And Weinstein. And it makes jerking off into a potted plant so much easier when you're just not wearing any clothes to begin with.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if we're having a hard time even talking about this subject, I can't imagine what it's going to be like to actually go in and perform calisthenics with a bunch of naked people.
Okay, now who's having a hard time talking about it?
Well, I am. I'm having a hard time trying to come up with appropriate phrases.
Okay.
Can I wear a banana sling?
Okay, so you can. If you're uncomfortable with nudity, Hanson Fitness will allow you to wear nude-colored underwear.
Oh.
So everybody's just going to be in nude-colored underwear.
Perhaps. Yeah.
All the guys will be naked, and just like a nude beach where all the men are naked.
No.
And it's all men, just naked men.
No, it's all the old women are topless.
Okay. Yep.
Again, and everybody else is clothed.
Classes. There's all men, all women, and then co-ed.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like at a nude beach, it's mostly the seniors who are enjoying those moments. Both men and women.
There should be a halfway point. They should allow the Borat banana sling. And as long as you pop something, one of your testicles out of the side, that counts as some form of nudity, like 90% nude.
Danny, do you think that this could just be a sting operation? Like, this is just some sort of a honeypot to pick up all of the roaming sexual pervs in New York City?
Yeah,
dude, that's exactly what it is.
Do it in LA, you'll get half of Hollywood there.
This is just like, this is a sting operation. Like, all right, everybody get down.
But nobody can because they're all fully up.
It's all cops that are running it.
Everybody down.
It's like those drug rings that they do.
Down on your back. You can't make anyone. Yeah, and you can't make them lay down on their stomach.
For some reason, they're pouring $10 billion tax dollars into this thing. And the cops have to keep it going for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. And by that time, the cops are so ingrained in it that that's a part of their way of life. And it's a whole thing.
The other thing, what about pictures? Like, I know they're going to say no cameras, but you know that someone's going to take a picture. And then that.
How are you going to sneak a D-cam in there, bro?
Well, Tyson, never underestimate what a person can keister.
Do you get dressed to go to the gym and then you go into the locker room and then you get undressed, but do you wear a robe to the room with the class?
So you wear yoga pants to go to the gym,
mm-hmm.
disrobe to hit your spin class. And what kind of Lysol spray are you using on like the bike seats?
Oh, it better be strong.
Again, I don't think there's a bike. I think it's
It better be Chernobyl grade.
Chernobyl grade. Cleaner.
Yeah, seriously. And Tyson, what you wear to the gym are those sweet Adidas tearaway suits.
Oh, okay. Breakaway.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. With no underwear underneath.
Yeah, or a hospital gown.
I was curious about this to see, you know, is this popular? Is this not popular? Because the article points to, well, if you want to sign up, if you want more information, you can go on Facebook and learn more about it. And so I have checked out the Hanson Fitness nude workout session hosted by Hanson Fitness event page to just to get a sense.
Good.
Of
I can't wait for Nicole to see all of your search history.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
coffins.
I'm just
coffins and a nude workout, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, I've seen you with your shirt off recently, and you are definitely in shape. Bro.
Not a disaster. It's not a disaster. And so, how many people would you guess, Danny, are up for going to the nude workout class?
Well, how are you saying up for? Because they like the page? Is that your indication?
So there are. You could reply going or interested. Those are the two options.
Okay, I see. 15.
15?
All men.
Okay.
Do I get to guess?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's either going to go two ways. It's either going to be ultra low, like Danny said, or it's going to be astronomically high, like 49,000 people in the course of like an hour and a half.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So as of this point, there are 9 people going, and
Danny got
Facebook,
it.
Because it's Facebook.
Are they all men?
So I can see who the people are that are going. I won't dox them. I'm not going to out them. So every single one of them has there are 8 clear men that are going, and one of them is named Terry, or there's also a Terry. I'm not sure if it's a man, and there's a man and a woman in the picture, so I'm not sure if Terry is
it's
the guy
man.
Or the girl.
By the way, I just want you to know it took years and years of reading the internet to be able to guess that, although a person with little to no experience on the internet would understand that it's going to be low numbers and all men.
Mm-hmm. And then of the 33 people interested, it appears to be skewed heavily towards the men.
Mm-hmm. Like Tyson said, it's probably a pervert sting operation.
They got them. They've already got what they need. They just need to visit
the worst
these guys.
Part is going to be when you go into this class and Chris Hansen's there.
Yeah.
He's like, everyone take a seat.
Hansen's Fitness Studio.
Yeah. Everyone take a seat. Now, let me show me what you've got in your gym bags. Oh, you've got
wine cooler.
Box of condoms and wine cooler.
You posted on
Xbox.
Facebook. Boy, I hope there's lots of naked people there. What did you think? Just leave the gym bag right there. Sit down. Let's talk about this.
Right onto the paddy wagon.
Yeah.
So what were you doing here? Oh, I was here to warn people about not doing this.
I'm here to work out with a friend.
Just trying to keep my New Year's resolution. I didn't know it was going to be all nude. I thought it was just...
I'm excited for that show. You think that's going to be on Fox?
For sure it's a Fox show.
Probably. It does seem like maybe the timing is right to bring that back. I feel like the different like workplace environments that they could catch lots of predators in the act here in 2018. So
Chris
Hansen
was a great show.
Chris Hansen tried to go it alone, by the way. He did attempt in 2017 to get it up and running again as a webisode.
Yeah. Why did that go up there? I feel like that he got involved, like they busted him for a scandal, but
people were committing suicide, like one or two of those guys commit suicide or something.
Okay. Well,
that's a black eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also because it's a Facebook page, people are actually able to leave comments as well.
Uh-oh.
On the invite.
Should have turned
Let's
that
read
off.
Some of those.
Hanson's Fitness. But this has opened up debate. One woman has typed in all caps. This is wrong, wrong, wrong. There's no excuse for this. This is immoral. This is sinful, and God does not approve of this. Keep your workout.
Why am I not surprised?
When you work out, this shows that the world is getting more and more wicked and sinful, including in indulging in sexual sin. No, I'm not judging because it's 100% the truth.
Listen to this. If she would have left God out of it, she would have had a very valid point. But she discredited her entire argument by bringing her own belief system into it. If she would have just said wrong,
herself.
Wrong, wrong.
Whenever I hate when people are like, the world is becoming a more wicked place.
Yeah,
like we
but
already
all
said,
that was God related.
The Greeks were wrestling completely nude.
Mm-hmm.
And for most of the history, people were okay with nudity and all sorts of lasciviousness. It's like, if anything, pick up a history book
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. Seriously.
Another commenter sides with Danny. I think it's a great idea, and there's many benefits.
You don't have to take part,
so don't complain. Where do I sign up? Like, well, you are literally on the Facebook page.
You have the same exact argument that Danny just barely told to us.
Yes, thank you, Rob. Yes, me and him are exactly the same.
And then another Facebook user says, because animals do not cook their food to take in meal, also animals do not wear clothes. So while humankind has a quite difference in nature from other beings, so clothing is by nature to remain in self-respect for his own cause, either for the sake of God's presence perspective or to remain an intellectual society of humankind. Please keep difference between humankind and animals and save your honorship and self-respect. I have no idea if this person is for it or against it.
But he's...
I don't know. I'm more confused.
Or if he's joking. He could even be also joking, like, oh, I'll get a word something hilariously. It sounds funny, though.
It sounds like we probably should find out who he is and invite him on this podcast.
No, well, he's a avatarless Facebook person. So.
Oh, nope. You don't want any of the... What is it? What did you guys used to call them? Lemonheads?
Egg people. It's tougher to be an egg person on Facebook.
Yeah.
So,
although the egg people are starting to get called out all over.
Good.
So that's, yeah.
It's the year of calling out the egg people. All right,
it's the year of calling out the egg people.
If we have one of our listeners in New York City that is interested in going to check out the first session, Friday, January 5th at 6 p.m. at Hanson Fitness, that's at 42 Worcester Street, if anybody wants to go and give us a report next week at what was going on over there and if it was, in fact, a police sting.
If it was, Rob, do you have the RHAP phone number that they can call as their one phone call from prison?
You can leave a message at the RHAP voicemail hotline. Nobody will pick up, but you can leave us a message, 323-282-RHAP.
Oh, that'll be great.
Oh, man, I would post bail for somebody if they...
Hey, Rob and team.
It was a sting. They're taking us away now. Okay. Love the podcast.
I'm on my way to Rikers. Instead of calling my lawyer, I decided to give you guys a ring and let you know that it actually was a sting.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's another story in the new year. So much change is happening to the world, and I don't know if it's all good or bad, but this is going to be one that's going to upset some people. According to this article that was featured in the New York Post, Merriam-Webster Dictionary is saying that soon the word dogs will be replaced by the word doggos.
Go on.
I don't hate it. I mean,
is that like a plural form of dogs?
This will be something that changes in 2018. We're going to call dogs doggos.
I probably said doggos to Bergam before, but that's interesting. As everything gets shortened by emojis and short text, these guys are making the word dog longer.
Yeah.
Huh.
Doggos. Kind of like that.
It's 19th doggos. Century slang.
So it's what?
It's a 19th century slang, and people are using it more and more. Instead of the word dog, they use the word doggos.
Okay. I don't think that's going to change. I think that's a lie.
I can see it catching on. I don't think it's going to change in the dictionary?
Doggo.
Yeah.
Have you seen,
it's not going to change in the dictionary.
Yeah, but they added an emoji to the dictionary. The dictionary is very fluid, so I think that we could possibly see doggos coming into the dictionary here.
Do they still make a paper dictionary? Is that still printed? And if so, who's buying it?
Grandparents. Schools.
Yeah.
The same people who use checks to buy things.
Okay.
They buy their dictionaries with checks.
Checks.
It's the worst.
All right. So we'll see. Just I wanted to get that out there here. It's January 2nd. If by the end of this year, will the word doggos completely replace dogs as Merriam-Webster's dictionary is predicting?
My landlords asked me if I could send them a check for rent, and I just laughed. I was like, no, what I can send
what
you.
What do you do? You could Venmo them?
Yeah, I do Venmo them. Venmo. I made them set up a Venmo. So I did Google Wallet, but it's the same principle.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Tyson is such a high maintenance
forcing
tenant.
People into the 21st century.
Yeah.
By shaming them. His favorite tool. Shame.
Shame. And it wasn't even public, but I was like, I'll go public with this if you don't download Google Wallet.
Okay. Tell me if you guys knew about this, that there are women who are saying that the thing that they want most right after intercourse is McDonald's fries.
I could see that.
Can't that be the answer to everything, though? So what would you like right after?
Point,
what would you want right after jogging? McDonald's fries. What would you want right after waking up? McDonald's fries. What would you want right after taking a poop? McDonald's fries.
What do you want right after eating McDonald's fries?
McDonald's fries. Yeah, exactly.
But there's one specific
reason. Oh, my God. I wish I had McDonald's fries right now.
Because there is a thought that I don't know if science has backed this up, but women are believing that if you eat McDonald's fries right after sex, it increases your chances of conceiving. Danny, are you buying this?
It depends on what position you take while eating the fries.
Well, I have a bomb to drop.
Yes.
Drop that
bomb. We are currently heavy with child. New. And Rachel.
Was it fries?
Nope.
Was it the fries?
No fries. She didn't eat any fries immediately after because we only did it one time. And I clearly remember if there were fries or not.
Yeah.
This is official. This is not a joke or a bit.
This is not a joke or a bit.
Breaking news are happening now.
Tyson, I think you missed out on a chance to get some fries.
I think I did too. I can tell her about it.
Yes.
We told the families and stuff, so I'm assuming it's okay to tell people because I just told a bunch of people right here.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, after your family.
Thank you. What?
Congratulate. I said after your family, News AF is probably
is also all my family.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
Is Bergen excited?
I don't think she fully understands yet, but I think she will be. She likes babies.
Yeah. That's so. Well, this is,
you know, I see an opportunity here, by the way, Tyson, not to take away from your pregnancy announcement, but I was just thinking that this is a no-brainer for McDonald's to team up with whoever it is that has the most advanced sex robot. I know it doesn't deal with the pregnancy issue, but it deals with the craving for fries right afterwards. Okay. What if the male robots just churned out fries, McDonald's fries?
Wait, why would that be a good thing?
Because they're craving it.
Yeah. So let's say
you want to fill a sex
just get
robot
done with
hot oil.
Well, yeah, the oil has multiple purposes, by the way. And then on top of that, as soon as the event
is
over.
So you warm the oil with friction, and then that friction oil cooks the fries.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
I think it's a great idea for McDonald's. Get in early on this game. I mean, how awesome would that be if the robot just steps back after pleasuring you and then just opens its torso in half and boom, a large order of McDonald's fries.
But the idea is that the women are eating the fries because they want to conceive a baby.
Well, we can fill the babies with that guy. We can fill the robots with seed from the guy at Starbucks.
Okay, so this is some sort of insemination robot, the inseminator.
the McDonald's inseminator.
And so first that he inseminates you, this robot, and then he prepares you a McDonald's lunch.
Uh-huh. And by the way, Cheetos would be all over this.
A happy ending meal.
So wait, you're saying a full meal, not just fries?
I say just fries.
Just
That's
fries.
What I think.
Just the
fries.
Like, well,
what about
this?
What about
from?
The hash brown? What about the hash brown?
The hash brown is great in the first 10 seconds of its existence. Mm-hmm. And then it rapidly declines. I think the fries have a longer shelf life.
Because you can eat the fries at room temperature after being mm-hmm. cooked, and they're still good.
Yeah. Right. Oh, by the way, Rob, it can come out the ears. You get to just, you can have them shoot out the nipples one at a time right into your
shoot
mouth.
Out the nipples.
It's all up to you. You get to program that robot. That's McDonald's sends the robot over to your house.
Let me make my stance clear. I want the robots to do what they want to do. I'm mm-hmm. with you, robots. I'm with your rights. I want you to feel comfortable with your fry output if that's what you choose to do. But yeah. if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Look, these robots all have Tyson. They can choose their fate, right? But let's say you've got a robot that works at the drive-thru, mm-hmm. but he wants to take a break. He needs pleasure as much as his human counterparts.
His sex robot counterparts.
He opens his torso, puts in some boiling grease, and then goes and does a impregnation visit.
Okay.
And fries delivery.
Okay, well, here are the other tips for the inseminator for us to program him to increase the chances of conception.
Can we talk about the science behind this? Like,
sure.
What is the thing? Is it the salt? Is it the oil? Is it the potato?
There is no science behind this. I don't think there's any proof that this works. This is just a urban legend.
Oh,
there's no.
So now
no
that's
study.
What this that's what this that's what this podcast no. has become.
No, no. This is I know what the facts behind this is that there's no better way to con a man into going to McDonald's to get you fries than if that man wants to become a father and you tell him that this is how it's done. It's a great way for women
easily,
to get free fries.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like you'd have way more women getting free fries if the study were reverse and it was like it's the best way to not get pregnant is to eat McDonald's fries immediately after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you get like a really angry guy though who is like, "Well, I went to McDonald's."
Yeah. This can't be mine, Mari. Listen, Mari, this can't be mine.
Yeah.
I went to McDonald's. I got her fries. I know this isn't mine. And then he pulls out the results and goes, "The baby is yours."
McDonald's is the one behind this whole thing?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So,
what are the other ones, Rob?
37% of the people that were polled in this study say that eating dark chocolate every day is what will help you do the trick to conceive. 32% said pineapple.
But that's an aphrodisiac. Those are both aphrodisiacs.
Yeah. Then some of the other wackier ones are that green bed sheets, 5% of people that were surveyed said that that was the trick. And then also avoiding orgasm for a week after sex was also a suggestion from the people that were polled.
Or a suggestion from the men to the women trying to get pregnant. Oh, yeah, you don't need to do
so
that.
There's a lot of, look, at least. There's lots of tricks that are out there for people that are trying to conceive a baby in the new year.
Listen, honey, I'd give you an orgasm, but it says wait a week till you're not between orgasms.
Yes.
Yep.
Also, one of the other ones that is interesting is reverse psychology and telling yourself you don't want a baby. That's one of the things that helps you conceive.
I believe that. That's why all these 16-year-old kids are getting pregnant like crazy.
Yeah, I don't want a baby.
Younger and more virile than all of us.
Yeah. Also, 15% believe turning off the Wi-Fi in the room that you sleep will also help you conceive.
I feel like there's an all caps comment somewhere for this story.
Yeah, by the lady who commented on the naked gym.
Yeah.
All right, well, since we're already on the subject of gynecological news, doctors are telling women to stop doing a certain home remedy to help with menopause. And that is a remedy involving a thing called Lady Care Magnets, which are supposed to be a drug-free way of helping women in menopause. Doctors are saying that it is not a good idea.
Is this a goop product?
Not yet, but I think that they're
What are the magnets designed to do? Like pull toxins out or balance hormones or what?
Yeah, so lady care magnets are supposed to be a natural and drug-free way to manage menopause symptoms. I believe that one of them is on the inside of the body, and one is on the outside of the body.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Which is like pulling things through with the magnet, and doctors are saying,
I think maybe this would work with a bad case of diarrhea for men?
No. Like, I don't think this works with anything.
Yeah, no, this doesn't work for anything.
Well, maybe we should try it, guys, before we say that it's not going to work for diarrhea.
Isn't it crazy that in this age of information, doctors who have studied for years and years and years and years and years have to come out and be like, hey, yeah, so that ex-porn star that has a strong stance on this medical thing but has never done any actual research is incorrect. You'd be more wise to follow a doctor.
Yeah. Well, I think that we are living in an era, not so much of facts, but an era of alternative facts, Tyson.
That's the problem. No. There's too much information. You can find whatever you want that feeds your confirmation bias.
Yeah, but even back in the day, they had what was called yellow journalism, which was fake news.
But it didn't look
I think this is the modern equivalent of leeching.
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually do think I read something that leaching does have some positive effects in some situations.
Yeah.
But whenever you have diarrhea, just attach a leech to your nether regions and it'll make things all better.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I can say that and someone will believe it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Will someone believe it, someone will type up a 40-page scientific review that in its defense and post it like it was done by the scientific American Science Journal.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the Lady Care magnet is widely available. It's on Amazon as a menopause pain relief device, natural therapy, lasts for 5 years, the Lady Care magnet.
Mm. Only 5 years, huh?
Yes. So here's
5 years doesn't seem like that will cover the full spread of menopause.
Well, shown to reduce hot flashes and cramps in women with hormonal symptoms, it's easy to conceal and not annoying to wear. It slips on the waistband of your underwear. It takes 3 to 4 weeks to work. It's a magnetic device that has been researched and proven to be effective for natural menopausal relief.
Researched and proven. See, they're already they found a doctor somewhere because there's so many doctors in so many countries. You can always find some doctor who will okay it and give you the research and the approval.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing.
Several one-star reviews. In fact, 42% of the reviews on Amazon are one-star reviews, including this person that says, as an avid collector of refrigerator magnets, I have to say this is the most expensive magnet I've ever purchased. This product preys on desperate women, offering them a miracle cure which doesn't exist. Save your money. Try the herb maca instead.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's from, is that review written from macaexperience.com?
Probably. Yeah, so some angry people leaving one-star reviews, including another all-caps review, one star from a user named Mrs. H. Make sure you don't have any belly fat because this will not stay in place. Didn't work for me, but if you're pretty thin in the tummy, it should stay in place. Also, you must wear underwear at night with your PJs because it will not work right with PJs. One star.
And that star is not even about how it's a quack solution.
No,
it's just about how it didn't fit.
Yeah. Anyway, so everybody be careful there with magnets. Magnets, I'm not sure, are working to fix anything that's going on. We also talked about how a bunch of people are eating dark chocolate to help them with conception. But I think that is a idea that you should get while the getting is good, because this is sad news for everybody. But Danny, the world could run out of chocolate by 2050.
Let's see. How far away is that? 22 years, something like that. Anyways, not really an emergency right now. I mean,
yeah, let's start storing it in 2049.
This could be the next Bitcoin chocolate currency. I mean, it's if it's going to run out, that's usually a good way to make some money.
Are people addicted to chocolate enough, though, that they'd pay any price for it?
Yeah, as it runs out, think of all the things you could get from a little bit of chocolate, not just money.
Like what?
What else?
I don't know. Whatever. All your dreams can come true.
Are you bribing people with chocolate?
Anal magnets, cigarettes. I mean,
made of chocolate?
People think it. No, this is what you can get for your chocolate.
Cigarettes. You're trading the chocolate.
Yeah, as a currency.
Okay.
I got it. Mm. Yeah, so in just 32 years, all of 32. The cocoa plants could disappear because over half of the world's chocolate comes from just two countries in West Africa and Ghana. And they're saying that even just a small change to the temperature there could wipe out the cocoa plants.
But wouldn't that small change make somewhere else a place where you could grow cocoa?
Possibly. But I don't know if I was sure about that.
Maybe we can grow it on Mars.
I think it's
it'll be expensive.
Yeah, I don't know if that. I think that would be tricky to get the cocoa back from Mars.
Yeah,
you just
definitely.
Put it in a rocket ship.
And it'll be all gooey when it gets to Earth because it melted on reentry. That'll be delicious.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Because you know how cocoa beans work. They just melt like regular processed chocolate.
I was thinking they would process it on Mars and then just send back raw chocolate. That's okay. What I was picturing.
I was thinking they would. Go ahead.
What about the cocaine industry? Will that suffer as well?
Well, if chocolate becomes more expensive than cocaine, which maybe it is already, then maybe they'll flip over from cocaine production to.
Maybe it is chocolate. Like you don't know.
Yeah.
I loved how you had to backpedal little bit on that.
Yeah.
Oh, like maybe it is already. I've never checked the price of cocaine ever in my life.
Where would I check the price, though, Tyson?
On the dark net.
Party powder. On the dark net.
Party powder? Is that what it's called?
It's one of the many names.
Okay. What other names do you have for it?
I think you can call it nose candy.
Okay.
I'll have to research
That's
more.
It.
I don't know much
there's
about
cocaine. There's just two names.
I'm sure there's tons. I'm sure there's tons. But at some point, chocolate's going to become more expensive, if it isn't already, than cocaine. Mm-hmm. And then they'll just switch to making chocolate.
Let's just go back to chocolate.
I used to think a funny joke in high school was to rub powdered sugar from powdered sugar donuts under my nose as I went to class.
Yeah.
And I never got in trouble for that.
Well, that cop that arrested that guy for the Krispy Kremes, he would have given you some trouble.
He would have shot me.
Probably.
It was a different time then.
Yeah, it was a different time when you could joke about doing hard drugs as a high schooler.
Do you think that they'll be able to grow the...
Somebody said booger sugar.
Oh, booger
That's
sugar.
Booger sugar. Oh, I like that. Booger sugar. That's great.
Do you think that they'll be able to grow the cocoa plants inside the hollow earth? Do you think that the temperature will be right there?
It's a Garden of Eden out there. Yes, definitely.
Do 100%. You think the Vikings are going to produce chocolate rather than cocaine? I mean, you think Vikings and Nazis are just going to be all about the cocaine. They're not going to care
about
the
chocolate. Can't eat cocaine. You can eat cocaine, but I don't know how much calories.
Yeah, but cocaine makes slaughtering the masses so much more enjoyable and easier.
But you still need sustenance. Vikings can't live off pillaging and plundering alone. They also need food.
Well, pillaging, you are getting food. So you're doing the cocaine while everybody else is doing agriculture, and then you go and destroy their village and take all their food.
But wouldn't you want some chocolate after the food?
Yeah, because those people are making the chocolate. You're just making the cocaine, so your warriors can be on
point. You're going
more
with Johnny can make 80 hamburgers an hour, but only one car every week. And Billy can make 80 cars a week, but only two hamburgers a day. So what they need to do is they specialize and then they barter.
They specialize in cocaine.
Yep. So Vikings specialize in cocaine.
Oh, they don't barter, Tyson. They demand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Still.
Are the Nazis working on the chocolate, Danny, in the Hollow Earth?
They want to because they feel like it's their heritage.
Yeah.
You know, German chocolate. But to compete with the Vikings, they're also doing cocaine. It's the only way to get worked up into a frenzy where you can actually fight a Viking. Because no sane person not on cocaine is going to go and attempt to fight a Viking.
But if you're a regular person on cocaine trying to fight a Viking on cocaine, I feel like that's still the same as if you were both not.
Yeah, but on cocaine, you at least imagine you have invincible. A chance. You're like, I could do this. And then your head's off. Oh, I can't do this.
How do you know so much about cocaine?
And Vikings?
And I don't Vikings. Know. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're having fun, aren't
moving,
we? Guys?
Moving on.
Tyson, have you followed the saga of this YouTuber that posted a video of that they went? He went.
I
to,
read about it.
Yes.
Why are we talking? Why are we going to talk about this?
I don't know. I feel like that. I'm wondering. Do we need to publicly come down on this guy too?
Oh, to make ourselves more credible.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities are jumping in and really, you know, it seems like that this is like a new thing where, you know, there's like a, some sort of like a celebrity activism. It seems well, like, that, you know, this guy is really getting flogged on social media. And now Aaron Paul jumped in and Sophie Turner also.
The best
in.
Thing you can do with this guy is ignore him till he disappears. It's so weird to me. Like, let me tell you in order of the people I'm most jealous of their careers because their careers are so stupid and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube sensations are number two. Number one are Instagram celebrities.
Yeah.
Well, like, YouTube, how did you so get 85 billion? What?
Like, I have more respect for the YouTubers yeah, because they have
that's
to make
what
a video.
I said. Yeah.
Instagram, you just
so
want
I'm
a
more jealous of the. I'm more jealous of the Instagram people because they just like, oh, here's a picture of a papaya. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, great. Like 89 bajillion likes. And then you got paid to do product placement. That's so stupid.
So what you're saying, Tyson, is we should pile on just because of jealousy.
Yes. Get him out of there.
Yes.
Get me in. Get him out.
Well,
I do secretly want people because I guess I'm human. I do want people to suffer humiliation and defeat because I am jealous.
That's very consistent with your
people.
Personality. I don't think anybody's surprised by that.
Well, I think it's a pretty human trait, right? You look at the people it who is. Have, and by the way, I have a lot, right? There's no reason I should be jealous of anybody. And yet the grass is always greener and you'd love to see the people who walk on that green grass trip and smack their head on a rock.
Yeah. Yes.
So
just human nature.
Tyson, should we instead come out against a different one of this guy's videos where everybody is really focused on this on his latest video that he posted?
And just start exposing all of videos yeah, and be like, all like, of his videos are terrible.
Did he make a really bad mistake in another video that we could capitalize on?
Yeah. And by the way, that's usually how it happens. Mm-hmm. A person gets attention. Yeah. And then people dig in.
Right.
And they find out that other than the people doing hero worship who overlook his, you know, his problems, the Sloppy average person ways. Is like, wow, not only did this guy make fun of this, he's also all these other horrible things.
Yeah.
And a lot That's of people don't know this. He also seems to have a comb over. Which I
oh,
feel
Dyson's
like.
Going to his favorite weapon. Shame.
Personal attacks.
Hey, it's open personal season attacks. On this guy, Danny.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
This is the one guy you can go after whatever you want with him.
Yeah.
Right now, until he does something good, right? And then
heroic.
He could turn his fortunes
right.
around if he went to like an orphanage in Russia and gave the kids iPhones so they could watch him on YouTube.
No, I think that would be, they would see that as
yeah.
him scrambling.
Yeah, you can't do it right away. Right?
Yeah.
You kind of disappear for a while until things die down, and then you slowly re-enter public life.
Like Paris Hilton.
Good things.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's getting married, by the way.
Not Paris Hilton, Perez Hilton.
Perez Hilton? What did he do?
He used to be the bully that would pick on all the celebrities,
yep.
and then he was like, oh, I didn't realize that hurt people.
Yeah.
Well, I'm now a nice guy.
Nice, nice.
And all of a sudden, he changed his tune, and he got away with it pretty good. Like, he wasn't, like... He changed his
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, but I think that there were so many other
bully,
people that did horrible things that people weren't he didn't do anything that bad.
Yeah.
By the way, this guy was an a-hole in this one video. Mm-hmm. It like I was saying to Rob earlier, it's if you're an a-hole in one video, if we went back, we'd probably see that you were an a-hole in
That's what I'm
every
saying.
Video.
Like, maybe
you
don't, we need to go and like really
Yeah, you don't suddenly become this guy who is just disrespectful. You obviously, that was who you are all along. And either you just let the cat out of the bag or
yeah,
it's kind of slowly been happening.
Millions of views. So I feel like somebody would have already pointed out his is
well, I think that this look video at the had like the one that he posted, the video of the dead body, I think had like 700,000 views before somebody said anything.
And that's the other thing is that people like, are willing to excuse so much bad behavior.
No, I think that his audience was like, oh, that's no big deal. But then I think like
they were liking it.
What we need to do is rally the all caps army to go after this guy.
Yes.
Because we get all these all caps people and they'll break him down. Yeah.
John Tinklem in the chat says that maybe they need to send Logan Paul to the clock room as punishment. How much time does he need to do in the clock room? Danny, would your in-laws put him up in the clock room?
Actually, maybe, because they're pretty big YouTubers. They like watching YouTube stars, so they probably know who he is. I would actually... I wouldn't be surprised if my mother-in-law knew who this guy was.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
she loves
YouTube.
She watches
this Logan Paul and PewDiePie all the time?
She might watch. I just know that she's always showing my kids YouTube videos. Not,
but why
not
what
bad
is this
ones,
channel?
But you know
it's
what
like
I mean.
Faces of Death? Like, what do they do on here? What is he? He goes looking for dead bodies?
That's such a 90s thing. Everyone would pass around that VHS of people dying. How dark is that?
Like, I don't understand what
Remember
this show is.
Remember when you used to have to go rent Ultimate Fighter VHSs from Blockbuster to watch the fight?
Yeah.
At least there was a barrier between you and the Faces of Death. There was like the shame of being handed a VHS tape that everybody knew was wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
I was never part of that circle.
Yeah.
The circle of death.
Okay.
Yeah, the circle of death. Danny, you switched your drinking. You put a hat on after people said that the new you goes hatless.
My hair was wet. That's why I didn't put my hat on earlier.
Oh,
I just took a shower. And then my New Year's resolution, although I did start this a couple weeks ago, is after seeing all these videos of the ocean being filled with plastic, I decided I don't want to do any more. I'm going to try not to do any more of these, but it's not a guarantee because let's face it, I'm lazy and we always resort to what's easiest. So we'll see how long it lasts.
Okay. Well, you're drinking out of a plastic gallon jug, which is still awesome.
But I refill it constantly. Like I've had this plastic jug since June 19th, which is the expiration date on it. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. I probably get all sorts of toxins from it.
A glass.
Yep. Glass is good. It looks beautiful on the beach after you've smashed it and it's been around for a couple of years. So
so all the sharp edges get worn down. And also, it's these mason jars are pretty hip. I don't know if you've ever been to a hipster restaurant anywhere.
You're drinking. Whoa. Let me go back to the video. Let me see your mason jar. Let me see. Yeah. Great for collecting piss and drinking out of if you're hip.
1 second.
Nice.
All right. Danny, do you want to take us into your bolt hole?
Take us into your bolt hole.
Can you loosen me up with that song?
Yeah.
Should we make another song?
To my bolt hole.
Sure.
I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Tyson, if you're going to make a song today, you make a song about that how Logan Paul is a bad guy, because that could really get you a lot of, I'm just trying to, like, how could you get in on some of this outrage?
On the YouTube fame?
Yeah.
And the YouTube fame.
Right.
Instantly, like, I launch my YouTube fame by getting mad,
Tyson,
at Logan Paul.
You're in a YouTube video, Tyson, with millions of views.
Yeah.
Over 20 million views, like 25 million views.
Right, and you didn't have to show any dead bodies to get traffic on your YouTube channel, Tyson.
No, but I
not
wore
like
a
this
sock
idiot
on
Logan
my dong.
Paul.
Yeah, I had to wear a sock on my dong, though.
Yeah,
but we all have to do something. We will regret later if we want to be big.
Mm-hmm.
So,
somebody said they wanted a new bolt hole song for every year. The other one I was thinking was, take me down to the bolt hole city where the grass is green and the stories are pretty. Whoa, won't you please take
I like
home.
That. Tyson, do that. By the way, Liz loved that we did listen to News AF when we drove up to her mother's house, and she did like your bolt hole song.
Nice.
So she complimented it.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I sang that. That was one take.
Maybe it should just be whole like Guns N' Roses cover album for the Bolt Hole. Like, welcome to the Bolt Hole. We got lots of stories.
That's a better song. Yeah, I like that one. That one's better.
Welcome to the Bunkhole. We got news.
I guarantee you that Axl Rose is in such dire straits, we might be able to get him on the cheap to sing the song.
For probably less than a Bitcoin.
way less than a Bitcoin. we might be able to get him for one of those digital cats.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Pay him in CryptoKitties.
An Ethereum powered CryptoKitty.
Yeah, we will give you a third generation CryptoKitty if you will sing this cover. Your own cover.
All right, here is Axl and the Bolt Hole Band.
Okay, I've got two stories, guys. Yes. First of all, it's a new year. We're all looking for something to be angry about.
We already got one story. Logan Paul. What else do we need?
I know.
We're not angry enough today.
Every day you need something. The American people and people around the world need something new to be upset about. And now Tyson's just packaging. I think Tyson's making a video and audio tape, and he's packaging his Bacon 90.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
B90X and B90 for those who aren't ready for the extreme version.
Well, Tyson, this is why I think you should be outraged, because a story just came out that's saying we should tax meat eaters the same way we tax smokers. A meat tax.
Meat tax.
Which will severely hurt your B90X diet, I think.
You got to get in on this lobby, Tyson. Shut it down.
No.
Shut it down.
Because here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Get on the side of big meat.
We're going to produce the bacon ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to produce it in such great quantities so that we can sell it for pennies, so that with the tax added to the pennies that we're making on each piece of bacon, it's not any more expensive.
Or, Tyson, we create our own speakeasy meat rooms where we bring in bacon from the great north.
Illegal meats.
Mm-hmm. Bring in illegal meats, and then we'll have secret rooms in certain places, like Prohibition, like the speakeasies.
Speakeasies.
And then so people can come and still enjoy all the meats that are being taxed super hard.
What about synthetic bacon? Could we make synthetic bacon and get around the meat tax?
Yeah, you can, but not as many people are going to enjoy it.
Yeah, the problem with synthetic bacon is it doesn't give you this creeping feeling that you're slowly killing yourself, which is part of the thrill of eating bacon, knowing that you're living fast and loose with the meat.
It's like when you smoke a cigarette and you're like, I'm killing myself, but what do I care?
So all the young cool kids will be eating bacon behind the back of the school.
Or in front of everybody. Just be like, piece of bacon.
I don't care. I got this from Canada. I'm eating some smoked meat.
Will restaurants have a bacon and non-bacon section where if they don't want to be around?
Yeah. It would be a meat and non-meat section.
I think we have to. Do you remember that time when you'd go to like Skipper's and you'd be like, would you want to sit in the non-smoking or the smoking section? And you're like, well, they're right next to each other sharing the same airspace.
Right. But this is 10 feet
they'll
away.
They'll have them. Guys, they'll have them at airports, and then in the airplane, there'll be a no sneaking, a no meat eating sign that comes on when the plane takes off.
Yeah.
And at 10,000 feet, you could take out your meats and eat them.
Take out your meat.
Or there's the sign in the bathroom that's like, do not eat bacon in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That is a federal offense and up
to Do not try to disarm the meat alarms.
Like,
they can sense 500 different kinds of smoke meat.
We're in international waters. I'm evading the meat tax.
I'm going to go to the, what's the duty free?
Duty free.
I always buy my meats from duty free.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. This world of clandestine meat eating. Is it a dystopia? Is it a paradise?
We're in on the ground level too, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to convert this room into a meat easy.
Okay.
So you'll come in and you'll touch this piece of garbage on the floor, and then maybe this closet will open up with room for five people who are each enjoying meats.
Right. No, this is how it happens. They touch that piece of garbage on the floor. A piece of pepperoni shoots out at them. They have to eat it before they're allowed, because what if it's an imposter or somebody trying to infiltrate your meaties?
That's a good idea. Yeah, prove it. Like having the new guy kill the rival gang member just to prove his loyalty.
Or do the drugs first.
Yeah, I like that.
So let me just
eat this meat.
Let me ask about the meat tax and if it really is a parallel, a one-to-one with sort of like the cigarette taxes. So I guess the idea of the like really heavily taxing the tobacco is because, you know, you're trying to raise additional funds and then also curb people off of smoking. And there's a lot of like public health risks and then also increased medical costs for caring with people that are smoking over their lifetimes. And so you're trying to, you know, recoup some of that cost and then also trying to hurt the tobacco industry. Is it the same thing for the meat? Are we trying to wean the society off of meat?
Yeah.
Danny?
So it's a typical sin tax, right? It's a great way to raise revenue. And at the same time, you think you're going to protect people from themselves, which is impossible. But also, there's an environmental aspect to it as well, because cows do wreak a lot of havoc on the environment. So I can see the reason behind it. But I mean, the meat habit is probably a pretty hard habit to break.
Yeah, I understand all of the other factors at play here. I am a meat eater. I don't want to be hypocritical here, Tyson.
But you can. But you're an open-minded meat eater. You can see the problems with meat eating, but not you don't care enough to stop eating meat because it is delicious.
I would be fine if they could make up fake meat. I would prefer to eat.
By the way, they're very close. Yeah. Smeat. Smeat is getting very close, and they have bleeding vegetable hamburgers. But for some people, fake meat or smeat will never be enough.
Well, could they make it taste the same?
Well, you'll never really be able to incorporate the soul of the dead animal into a hamburger that's made out of vegetables, which is something that may make it taste just that little bit better than the fake hamburger, knowing that it was once a living, breathing animal.
I hear Leonardo DiCaprio is working on a fake hamburger.
Yeah, there's actually a couple fake hamburgers that are getting very close to fooling even the most dedicated to meat.
Tyson, would you take the blind taste test for the Leonardo DiCaprio fake hamburger and the real hamburger?
Yeah.
Well, maybe maybe you guys didn't read my my Twitter bio that I changed yesterday.
Oh.
Whoa.
What did it say?
Inventor of the vegan bacon double pastrami burger with cheese.
Tyson would allow a stranger to put strange meat into his mouth blindfolded and then guess what it was that he was chewing.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So we'll see if the meat tax is going to be a big thing coming up here in 2018.
It's going to kill Tyson's B90X. That's the only thing I'm worried about. If his YouTube career doesn't take off, all he has to fall back on is the B90X.
And Bitcoin.
Okay. All right. Anything else going on in the bolt hole?
I had another story about China's space station falling to the Earth, but who cares? Just move on.
Yeah. Okay. Are we in danger? Is it going to be okay?
No, no. Look, all you need to know is that it's not likely to hit any of us. So, I mean, do we really care? After we know that we're safe, what does it matter?
Okay. All right. So be on the lookout for...
Yeah, it's going to happen in the next couple months. So be on the lookout for falling space stations. I hope it doesn't hit any of our listeners or any of us.
Yeah.
It shouldn't.
All right. Tyson, you gonna be okay with this meat tax?
Well, how much is what's the percentage?
We don't know yet. We don't know that. Any word on what the level is gonna be?
It's in the development phase. It's one of those things that they're considering, but nobody's really done the research. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like look out. The meat tax is coming.
Yeah, is it real news? Is it real, or is that like fake news that's being put out there?
I think it's a legitimate news story. I think it's early days, so it hasn't really developed, but I definitely think it's something that a lot of people are looking at because the benefits of people reducing the amount of meat they eat is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's you're going to hear more and more about it.
Because this could be like one of those like fake news trying to get people really worked up, and it's like, hey, you better get out to the polls or they're going to stick this meat tax on you coming up this
year. Yeah. It could be. What I'm saying is it's a story that's so early that until, you know, it really it could go either way. It could turn into a nothing burger, or
which
it could
I
develop
believe
into
is what they're trying to put out there instead of the meat.
Exactly. Or it could turn into a real hot, steamy pile of meat story in the future. It's just, it's early days, so don't get stressed about it. But I just think for Tyson and his B90X, this is something you take into consideration as
you have to. You have to be ready
strategy.
For that, so that when those laws are instituted, you already have either a workaround or a game plan in play. It's like,
or Tyson,
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, Tyson. Oh, I was gonna say Tyson could start now investing in big meat.
Oh, here's what we do. Oh, so and then save it because a lot of those salty meats can be stored for years and years.
Well, no, I'm saying you're giving money to the big meat lobby to help protect your B90X investment.
That's
because I bet you they've got quite a lobby.
Or what if we set it up as a nonprofit?
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of ways to work through it, but just a heads up, you know, maybe donate to your...
They buy into a religion, which is B90X. Mm-hmm. They buy into the religion. The sacrament or communion that they take is bacon, and then they can take a slab of it home with them.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And then you're not taxed because it's a religion.
That's a good strategy. Membership fees, which are going to be 20% tithes, but you get so much bacon, it's like ridiculous.
That's actually a good workaround, Tyson. I like that. It might be cheaper than going into, helping Big Meat on K Street.
You don't need to help Big Meat because here's the thing. The more that the big meat is getting taxed and we're avoiding the tax by having our own religion, the more profitable we're going to be. We're going to get
so
more
the
members.
Religion is B90X. I like that because a lot of exercise people actually become basically religious leaders. Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's a natural progression from diet plan to cult.
Here's what I feel, too. We're starting a cult based around bacon.
Well, other meats, too. Let's not
and
just
other meats. And here's the other thing. We're going to be YouTube sensations because of it, and we're going to be Instagram famous because of it.
Yeah.
So now I'm hitting all three of those.
But we're not going to go down and like show you like what happens to the animals. We're not doing that.
No,
hell no. But what we need to do now, Tyson, is lure some of these celebrities from like Justin Bieber. He's in that Hillsong weird religion. If we get just a couple celebrities over to the B90X, I think that's when we take off. Scientology or the Hillsong religion. We need some celebrities to help us in our B90X cult.
I think we're going in the wrong direction. I think we should build the religion around the fake Leonardo DiCaprio hamburger.
So you're saying go against the meat and into the fake meats.
I think that big meat is too wrapped up in all the
that's
old
heresy.
Religions. I think that
heresy.
We're starting a new thing.
No.
It should be around
you
the
and
new
your
hamburger.
False gods. You and your false gods.
The fakin' double cheeseburger.
No.
The fakin' double cheeseburger?
Tyson, excommunicate him right here on the show from B90X.
I stand with Leo.
You've been excommunicated
so
from B90X.
Gravitas. He's the
leave your lead at the door.
And he has been right about all the roles he's ever played.
Yeah.
Especially The Notebook.
Right.
What?
All right.
Was he in The Notebook?
No,
he wasn't in The Notebook.
Did he pass
on that? I mean, he passed on that.
The Beach.
The Beach is what I meant. They're the same movie to me because I haven't seen either one and I don't know what either one's about. The Beach and The Notebook, to me, are the same movie.
Okay. What a year it's going to be on the news AF. 2018
and for Leonardo DiCaprio, apparently.
And for Leo when he is at the helm of My New Religion. I can't wait. Follow him until the end of the earth.
Are you going to be a puppet master for him, or just let him lead and you follow blindly?
Hey, what does he need wait to be a puppet master?
Wait until you see who we get.
Who
we're going to get Nicolas Cage or Gary Busey. We're going to get someone big.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Dwayne the Rock. He's going to be the head of the B90X.
He probably does.
Cult.
All right, there you go.
Meat infused protein shakes.
Can we go with the hashtag no smeeking?
Yeah, but what does that mean?
That's what Danny said.
The meat easy. Are you trying to make a play on the speakeasy? Or what?
You said
the smeakeasy.
You said no.
He said the meat easy.
Yeah, the meat easy.
Meat easy.
Yeah. instead of speakeasy. No, I don't know what this is.
Guys, if we want to get this cult going, we got to make it B90X for the rest, every single hashtag for the entirety of.
But Rob's not on side with the B90X.
He's already out. Okay, Rob, don't come crawling back to us when me and Danny are Instagram famous and YouTube famous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we built an
empire on meat.
Yeah, when they
what about
taxing your yeah. you'll be in the
but we're not getting taxed because we're a religion.
You're paying to be part of the religion, and then we're giving you free bacon, meat, free meat. Of your
by the way,
I think they're going to shut that
first
down for these
free.
Fringe religions.
No,
this is the best time to start a fringe religion. Everybody's going crazy.
The fringe religions have already gathered too much cash. They can fight.
They can fight it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump already said that he was coming for the Scientologists.
Yeah. And has he?
Not yet. But I think that baconologists, I think, are lower on the ladder.
Baconology.
All right. But we'll get Scientologists to fight for us. We'll be like, first the baconologists,
and
then you. Yeah,
they will.
Too. They'll see that they're going to be threatened after us.
Yeah.
Once their way of life is threatened.
It's like one of those, like, oh, they came for the bacon people, and we did nothing. And then they came for us, and there was nobody left.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
All right. Well, great stuff. Tyson, do you have a review for us here to kick off 2018?
Yeah, can you stall for just like 8 minutes while it loads?
Of course I can. Let me take a moment and tell people about one of our partners with podcast. One is the Lifetime Network, and they have a new show called The Rap Game. You can watch The Rap Game every Friday night at 10 on Lifetime, which features Queen Latifah and Grammy winner Jermaine Dupri. This season, they're going to have all of Danny's favorite rappers, DeBrat, Bow Wow, DNA, K-Shine, Blessed, human beatboxers, Dougie Fresh, celebrity drummer, Tony Royster Jr., actress Kiki Palmer, and singer Tiana Taylor.
A lot of those rappers they have names like cleaning products.
Is this the Rahap game or the
RAP? Find out more at mylifetime.com/shows/the-rap-game.
Okay.
I don't understand. Everyone's getting TV shows. They're just throwing them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come we can't get one?
Why can't we get one? We developed the greatest
TV show
robot ever.
It's coming. More coming in 2018. Danny, did you
Here we go.
Did you hear that you eating the ghost pepper made the RHAP best of 2017 clip show?
I suffer for my art. It better have. That makes sense.
Oh, good. I'm glad it did. I'm going to listen to it.
Tyson,
how long
let's hear
is that? Oh, you're ready?
Yeah, ready.
I'm ready.
Great podcast, 5 stars by Sassy Side Burns with a Z on the end. Unique podcast discussing the endless supply of strange things and even stranger people in this world. Love their banter and their dry humor is top notch. I've never missed an episode.
That's what we should have called this
podcast. We
already
read that.
We should call this podcast Strange Things, and then maybe people will listen to it by accident thinking it's a Netflix show.
How about this? We'll top Stranger Things by being called Strangest.
Strangest things.
I have to say that actually sounds like a good idea.
We'll probably get a lot of 1-star reviews because it's like, boy, this show really went downhill.
It's
this
like when you
about
see
the show at all.
Boy, those kids really grew up weird.
By the way, one of the kids from Stranger Things is in a rock band. And he's doing like sold out shows, which Tyson, you want to talk about things that irritate me is when movie stars go from, oh, it's not good enough for them to be movie stars. They also have to be
not
musicians.
That hard, right.
It's like, oh my gosh. Or they become like a disc jockey or whatever those things are called. You know,
on the radio?
Spinning. No, a DJ. Like that's the easiest thing. I'm a movie star. Oh, I think I'll become a DJ. It's just like, no, stay in your lane.
Okay.
Stay in your lane.
I get it.
So
stay
anyway.
In your lane. All right. rant. Well, great stuff. We'll be back again next Tuesday for all of the 2018 most interesting stories and much more. Find out what Logan Paul is up to. And much more. I thought that Aaron Paul was mad at Logan Paul because he was like related to him.
Kind of sounds like it.
Well, they both probably, that's neither one of them have the real last name Paul. That's are both
it's their stage name,
Hollywood names. Yeah.
Okay. We'll see what's going on there and much, much more. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. We'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.